Well, you know, growing up at my house, it was always my little brother was a picky eater. And so if we knew that we were having something for dinner that he didn't like, we'd say, okay, well, you can either get a Lunchable for the from the store or you can have a sandwich.
My husband, actually, when I met him, his son was allowed to eat what he wanted when he wanted, and I had raised my son to eat, the same age, you have to try it to like it. So he was raised to try everything and eat it and know what he liked and what he didn't, because my stepson used to say, oh, I don't like it, but he never tried it. So we had that issue of how to raise the boys together when one was raised to eat whatever he wanted and one was raised not. So we, in this household now, because I'm the main cook, we make one big meal, because who wants to work all day, come home, cook a meal, and then have to cook something else because one out of the four doesn't want to eat it. So we've had to train or teach him that he needs to try it, and if he tries it and he really, really doesn't like it, then we'll make something simple like a hot dog or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But I'm not going to cook two or three separate meals for everybody just because one of them doesn't want to eat what the rest of the family eats.
I have a son. He hates potatoes. Like, he absolutely hates them and refuses to eat them. So I tried to accommodate that a little bit by letting him choose maybe something else to go with dinner. But I don't make them anything special.